Prescription drugs. Are these drug shortages common enough that most patients are actually noticing them?
In some cases, yes, absolutely. So one of the most common things is at the pharmacy counter, you may not be able to fill your child's prescription for Adderall. You may not be able to fill your own prescription for Wegovy or Ozempic. These have been short. But again, most of these shortages are also just mostly really isolated into the hospital. And so some patients may not really realize how short some things are.
I think most people understood when supply chains caused all sorts of shortages during the pandemic, but obviously we're well past that explanation today. Is that when these shortages began, the pandemic, or are the roots even deeper than that?
It goes back much further, but I will say a bright spot of the pandemic was that it really did make a supply chain story kind of normal. But we started tracking shortages nationally in 2001. So these shortages are pretty longstanding. Most of the shortages are injectable drugs. They're also old drugs. These are generic products that have been around forever. Things like, you know, lidocaine injection or epinephrine injection. They're very old, very common, but also unfortunately scarce in many cases.
So let's get into the reasons why. What are the factors behind these drug shortages?
Most of the time, the issue is some kind of a manufacturing problem at one of the factories that makes these products. In general, there's usually only two or three companies making these products at any given time. One company usually has more than 50% of the market share. And so if that company has a glitch in their manufacturing process, it could be a quality issue, it could be a supply chain issue, it could be anything really. The other suppliers don't have time to make up the difference. We also don't have, because these are very low cost products, there's no incentive for companies to have, you know, large stocks, safety stocks, redundancy in their manufacturing. And so the other companies can't make up the difference. There's very little resiliency in our overall medical supply chain. And so we end up with these shortages. And once a shortage starts, it can be hard for it to get resolved. And part of that comes from people naturally trying to hoard and buy up as much product as they can. Part of that happens because we don't always get to know some of the reasons why the product is short, how long it's expected to be short, and when it will resolve. A lot of that information is just not readily available from the companies when we're dealing with a shortage.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Aaron Fox, board-certified pharmacist and associate chief pharmacy officer from the University of Utah Health, and we're talking about drug shortages across the U.S. Is it like pretty much any other consumer product that most pharmaceutical drugs are coming from elsewhere, not from the U.S.?
Yes and no. The raw materials, most of those do come from overseas, whether that's India or China. But a lot of the products that hospitals use, and many that are short every day, are actually made inside the United States. So there are drug factories. One just actually had a tornado last August, and that's part of why we had some shortages. Another factory actually closed down last year with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and that created some shortages. So there is manufacturing overseas, but I think people would be surprised to understand how many things are actually made in the U.S. So just being made in the U.S. doesn't automatically guarantee no shortages and a very high quality product.
So based on what we've talked about so far, it sounds like these shortages would cross pretty much any country. Other countries are experiencing the same source of shortages?
They are. Canada has their own shortage website. They have significant shortages. And the EU also does. Folks in the UK were worried about that during Brexit. But no country is immune to these shortages, unfortunately.
I think you alluded to this a moment ago, but explain to us why, when there is a shortage of a particular drug, it really doesn't affect the manufacturers much financially.
These are very low-cost products, and the companies aren't making very much money. They're just low profit. So, unfortunately, what has happened over the years is companies that are making these products, in order to kind of make it worth their while, they will cut their price trying to gain market share. And so that usually leaves one company with a pretty large market share with a low price. And it's kind of a race to the bottom, unfortunately. So we just end up with very low cost products in that way. And so when there is a shortage, the company doesn't feel any harm to their bottom line. But unfortunately, patients and health systems feel a great amount of harm. And so honestly, the way out of this is we have to figure out a way to improve overall manufacturing quality so that we have a more resilient supply chain. We have these redundancies and backup plans available. And that's going to cost a little bit more, but I think we're going to need a little bit more transparency for buyers to be willing to pay more for these products.
And how can that happen? What are the avenues to cause these changes in the system?
There's a number of proposals out there. Many of them kind of stem from CMS either rewarding health systems for doing a better job in selecting suppliers that are doing a good job with their resiliency and redundancy, to proposals for CMS to kind of punish hospitals for not choosing well. We'll see what really happens. A lot of these proposals do rely on the addition of more transparency so that we can actually figure out which company is worth paying more for and which companies are choosing not to invest in their resiliency for their supply chains.
So for healthcare consumers who are listening and maybe struggling to fill a prescription, what advice would you offer to them?
Don't panic. Know that your pharmacy is trying really hard to access the medicine that you need. It's maybe worthwhile shopping around. If you normally frequent a very small pharmacy, sometimes they actually have better access to some products than the larger stores that might be waiting for a very large back order that a company might not be able to fill, but a company might be able to fill a smaller order for a smaller independent store. It is worthwhile to call around and shop around and be patient.
Erin Fox, Associate Chief Pharmacy Officer from the University of Utah Health. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Severe weather can hit any time. That's why it's vital to understand weather watches and warnings. Yet, a recent survey shows many Americans still can't accurately define these conditions. InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco has the story. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Corey Armstrong, the Lawrence L. and Ruth E. Pike Professor in Journalism at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She holds a PhD in mass communications. Professor, roughly half of the 679 people you surveyed in the Mid-South region, a tornado-heavy area involving parts of Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas, and Mississippi, could not correctly define a tornado warning. How did people define the warning?
Well, mainly they looked at parts of the definition. So the actual definition is two parts. It's indicated by radar or it's noticed by a trained spotter. And normally people would say someone has spotted it on the ground, but they did not know about the radar part of it, or vice versa. But predominantly those people were saying somebody had spotted it on the ground. So that's normally how they would define it.
Now, you also found discrepancies in how much time people need to prepare when a tornado warning is actually issued, based on whether they have experience with tornadoes. What did you find?
It was fascinating. By itself, the warning time didn't matter, but when we combined it with the people who had prior experience, we saw a significant difference in that people who have had prior experience with tornadoes needed less time, less than 15 minutes. That was the kind of the linchpin between the two. And so people who had prior experience said, I need less than 15 minutes. If I hear there's a warning, I'm ready to go in less than 15 minutes. People who had little to no prior experience, they wished for more time, more than 15 minutes. So it definitely is a, once you've been part of a tornado experience, you have a sense of what it takes and how to prepare, and you're ready to kind of go on a dime.
It does seem to me that in TV and radio markets all over the country, the news or weathercaster people take great pains to say there's a tornado warning in thus and such an area, and people there should be in their safe spaces now. So as a communications professional, are these directions not clear enough?
I don't think that. There is a lot of confusion between what is a watch and what is a warning. You know, as someone who grew up in the Midwest, that is not something that was surprising to me. But I've definitely seen a lot of students, honestly, I'm living in Nebraska now, so we had some significant tornadoes a little over a week ago. And in conversations I've had with students, they said, I just don't know the difference between a watch and a warning. So they're not sure, just to be clear, the definition of a watch is conditions are right or conditions exist for a tornado to pop up, but it doesn't mean that necessarily one will. A warning means just what I said, we've had one, somebody's seen it, or it's radar indicated. So there's a lot of people that are a little confused about that. And if you think about it, it means that's where we see a lot of the people that go out and say, oh, you know, they hear there's a warning or they hear there's a watch and there's a little bit of rain. So they're going to run outside, whip on their video camera and see what they see. And that's what's very concerning, that people would run outside, because that's the time to be in your safe space. Don't record it. Go someplace safe and let someone else record it.
Professor, dovetailing on what you just said, did your study go into what people actually do when a tornado warning is issued and whether they're doing the right things and what those right things may be?
We didn't get into actual events. This particular study was all behavioral intention, as in when this happened, if you received a warning at 3 a.m. or 3 p.m., what would you do? Most prominently, people said they would turn on a media device and try to get more information. But other people said, you know, it could be a radio, it could be their cell phone, could be calling somebody, or again, could be running outside and looking at to seeing what they see. But honestly, what we were looking for, and we certainly did see some of this, they said, well, I've been living in this area for a long time and I know this is what I should do. I get into my safe place and gather my materials and there I am until we get the all clear. I'll add one other thing just to say that, in fact, one of the other concerns that we've heard, and I know I've heard this over the years in talking to weather forecasters and the like, is people say they wait to hear a siren. Certainly we hear them, but sirens are designed for people out in the fields, people who are not in their house. They are for people that are not near some kind of a media device. So sirens are not necessarily the best cue. They're certainly one, but not the best cue, because they may also be malfunctioning and things like that. So it's a little concerning about the waiting for a siren, because that means you're already probably behind the eight ball on that.
Quite a bit to know. Corey Armstrong, professor of journalism at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
That wraps up another edition of InfoTrack. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
WIRI Nacusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
In the warm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lanes. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Calling Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge. Oh.
Since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into a jail, dying slow and living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober, all bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer, I'm having a record year. Cut a notes and Hank's half. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. You're good and gone, keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you, or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now, doing God knows how, and I'm stuck here, having a record year. Drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscovered red-headed stranger, got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Put a notes and Hank's halftime, a pound of known is a heart of mine. Song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you, or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now, doing God knows how, but I'm stuck here, having a record year. Having a record year. Mm-hmm.
that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day. take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7 pound, 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
It'd be a shame, girl, if I let you just walk on by. 'Cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. Drink, girl, before you plan, girl, I'll be right back by your side. And if you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you wanna take off to. Say, girl, about you and me getting away, girl.
Baby, you are the world. When you wonder if you matter, baby, look into my eyes and tell me, can't you see?
Should probably say that you should probably Marge's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up, the song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Marge's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song. It made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Every tear soaked whiskey memory blows. in Oklahoma to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the past.
Daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, the tear falls down. Gut sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag a flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
My son graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of LA, working maximum hours. Or minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million, just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of. And before you ever really do, is the best you can.
Do you have unfinished or unstarted portable art projects? Then pack them up and bring them to the new monthly gathering at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Make what you brung on the first Wednesday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. In the company of other friendly creatives, you'll work on your project while chatting with others, sharing ideas, enjoying the camaraderie and productivity of yourself and others. Bring a snack and or refreshments if you'd like. Check out the CWCC Facebook page for updates on this event and others. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump picks up a key endorsement in Dallas.
It's a true honor to be here today to receive the endorsement of the proud American patriots at the NRA.
Cleaning up and trying to restore power to thousands after a powerful storm killed at least seven people in the Houston area. This resident of Cypress, Texas, is worried about this weather.
It seems like each year progressively get worse. I don't know. But hopefully it doesn't. But, you know, I think it's probably going to get worse.
In Israel, war cabinet minister Benny Gantz threatening to resign if there's no post-war plan for Gaza by June 8th.
While Israeli soldiers are displaying incredible bravery on the front, some of the people who sent them to battle are acting with cowardice and a lack of responsibility.
During a televised address, he was very critical of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds for your Sunday. Highs will reach the mid and upper 70s. We'll have light west winds. In the overnight, showers and thunderstorms will be possible as lows bottom out in the lower to middle 50s. Shower and storm chances continue on Monday. Right now, it's 48.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you've been, don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight. Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about, when you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.
I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's rolling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. W-I-R-I.